Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk. It's almost better than a second cup of coffee.
Indeed, download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And Steve Novotny 5 days a week, and I don't know if he's coming on today or not. I certainly hope so. He'll be on 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. Download that River Network app and click River Talk. I'm just amazed by the number of people who listen to my show on the app, using the River Network app. The Ohio Midland News Group, the local company that owns this multimedia conglomerate that is world headquarters here in Bel Air on Rock Hill, they monitor the listenership of the app, the River Network app, and they do it by day parts or by shows. And I must tell you, what we are doing here, because of you, because you are using the app, you are listening using the River Network app, the listenership is been just, the numbers are just very difficult to even comprehend. We have so many people listening. I mean, we have more people listening to this unassuming little 3 day a week live show than are listening to many of our other radio stations any time of the morning, noon, or night. This one little show has more listeners typically than any day part, any segment of most of our other radio stations. Try to wrap your mind around this. I still have a tough time doing it. It's just amazing, and it's all because of you. So thank you so much. I appreciate it greatly, and it's the River Network app. So I spoke with you before the break about, and by the way, I forgot, Dwayne Pelick, Ohio Valley Waste Systems. Great guy, just absolutely a great guy on so many levels, and this is a quality human being. So Ohio Valley Waste Systems, full disclosure, one of my clients, I love all my clients because I would not have them as clients doing personal endorsements if I did not love them. Serena Heckathorne, Health Markets Insurance Agency, Michaela Williams, and Mary in Steubenville, and Jeff with Jeff's Auto Body, and of course Rich Thaker and Everly Concrete and Herb Electric and Rich and on Ohio Valley Waste Systems. Oh, and Joe Deluxe Doors. So Ohio Valley Waste Systems. I do personal endorsements for them. They do residential trash hauling. They do commercial trash hauling, and they have roll-offs, the whole thing. And they're based right here in the valley in Dilley's Bottom in Shadyside. I use them, of course, for our home, and they've been absolutely wonderful. So I'm driving to work a few days ago, and I'm going up High Ridge to get to Rock Hill, the world headquarters of the Ohio Midland News Group here. And it's a two-lane road, one going one way, the other lane coming the other way. It's residential. And I'm trying to get to work. But what's in front of me? A big old waste hauling truck. A garbage truck. Ohio Valley Waste Systems. And I thought, okay, well, we'll just, you know, just have to wait here until they do all their trash hauling. They got two people, by the way, which I really, really, really like. They have two people in all of their trucks. They do great service. They don't scatter the stuff anywhere. They're just really great service. Two guys. So I'm waiting. I'm right behind the Ohio Valley Waste Systems truck. And one of the guys with orange gloves, had big orange gloves, looks at me and sees that I'm behind him. And, well, that was at a bend in the road as well. That was the other thing. That's right. It was the bend in the road. So I couldn't just whip around because there might be a vehicle coming the other way. And, of course, it would be, you know, it'd be horrible. It'd be hideous. So this guy from Ohio Valley Waste Systems, with the big orange gloves, looks around the bend in front of the garbage truck. And again, I'm behind the garbage truck waiting because I can't move because, you know, it's one lane each way. He takes a look. No vehicle's coming. And as he's walking over to across the street to get those waste cans, that garbage, he waves me on. And I'm thinking to myself, this is too good to be true. But I follow his advice. I pull around the truck. No cars coming the other way. I get in front of the truck, go up the hill. I'm a happy camper. He didn't have to do that. In fact, for a lot of these waste companies, they don't even have two people to do that. But Ohio Valley Waste Systems did, and it's not a big thing, but it's an important thing. And I just wanted to let everybody know. When I say about really good service, really good concern about the customer, they didn't even know who I was. They didn't know that I was a customer. They were just being nice. Ohio Valley Waste System. So thank you. Thank you so much, Dwayne. Thank you. Good people. Another good person, General Mike Flynn, who was targeted by the deep state as soon as Trump became president the first time because Flynn knew where all the bodies were buried and he was going to say, oh, Brooke Klempa is watching. Hi, Brooke. I'm very sorry about that bitter man you're stuck with. In any event, Mike Flynn, he was going to tell Trump where all the bodies were buried. And now that Trump is coming back into office, you watch out for General Mike Flynn. So there's a film now that's coming out. And this is, he will explain to you why the deep state was so terrified of him. By the way, the federal government forces me to treat you as if you are a child. By that I mean, if there's any swearing, if there are any inappropriate words, we're not allowed to have you hear them because the federal government licenses all the radio and TV stations in America, and they insist that we treat you as if you're a child. So in this interview, you're going to hear a strange noise, which is masking one of the inappropriate words, in fact, the only inappropriate word that Mike Flynn said during this interview. But this is very important. It's the Benny Show and one of the people who I follow on X Twitter. And this is, you know, I can't wait for Trump to get into office and then to unleash this guy, Mike Flynn, General Mike Flynn. He is one of the really, really, really good guys who paid a terrible, terrible price when the deep state went after all of us.
So, General, I want to talk about the movie, but I want to preface this by saying it's now incontrovertible that Barack Obama directed the investigation on you. According to Strzok's own personal notes, right, Barack Obama directed this investigation. Biden raised the Logan Act violation angle to try and get at you. They were obsessed with going after you. Why? Why did they hate you so very much, General?
Yeah, and they still do. I mean, MSNBC and Associated Press last week had a really nasty piece, a couple of pieces on me. MSNBC Live, you know, spoke directly to, this is only a week ago. So this stuff has been going on, you know, this has been over for a while. So why, you know, the answer to why is that, you know, number one, when you look at the Trump administration and the immediate circle around him, there were only a couple of people that really understood sort of Washington, D.C. and some of the inner workings of the intelligence community, the security state, even the diplomatic community like me. Even people like Mike Pence, Reince Priebus, they understood the political establishment. They didn't understand the inner workings of the intelligence community, the diplomatic community, the Defense Department community, right? The military industrial complex, the security state complex, even the censorship complex that we now know about. Those are all areas of expertise that I had. You don't run one of the largest intel agencies in the world without having knowledge about programs that do exist, and immediately during the transition, I dug into some of these programs because I wanted to put them in front and center as to the kinds of things that we needed to change almost immediately. And so I started during transition, and I talk about this in the movie. And then when I came into the White House, I called them back in, right? And when I did, boy, they shot Benny. So, you know, to be polite, to, you know, a little bit Irish on you, but they did. And I know it. I know they did. And I had already done some of this in the Defense Intelligence Agency, where I went after, I did some auditing in there, right? I called for an audit. I mean, the Defense Department has never gone through an audit that they passed, all right? The DIA, which I ran, one of the largest intel agencies in the world, never passed an audit. I studied 10 years of audits that were done, classified audits that were done prior to me taking over. They didn't pass one. And so I started one when I got in there, and I wanted to make it very transparent. And so, you know, that caused a lot of ruffles. And I also, in the movie, I do call out this. There's a great picture. I don't know if you can stop it right there. There's another great picture right there, right? Of Flynn sitting with the, you know, the, and there's another great picture, right? With and Putin. Wait till you hear what my brother has to say about Putin in the movie. But that picture right there, I mean, just look at those, right? Mueller, Clapper, Brennan, Flynn. I mean, oh my God. And then this guy in the right here was part of the, I think he was the head of, he was the head of the diplomatic security state from the State Department. But that's, that picture says it all. And those individuals, okay, or representatives of those, and in this case, Mueller was out, Comey was in, when I took over as the National Security Advisor, or when I was transitioning in to become the National Security Advisor. And I specifically talk in the movie in fair detail about the meeting on 5 January that you just referenced a little while ago, Benny. 5 January 2017, in the Oval Office, Obama sitting behind the Resolute desk, is the day the coup began, the coup against America to take this country over and to take us down this path. And I say, if we don't get this election right, we are going to be the United Socialist States of America, and then worse, instead of the United States of America. So this movie is my effort to basically put out a lot of truth, you know, like what I say, deliver the truth. It's Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and do it right now.
No question about it. Mike Flynn, a great, great guy. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it greatly. We've got until President-elect Trump pardons all the January 6th political prisoners, we're going to keep playing this. We end every show with this because I want everyone to not forget what has been done to our fellow Americans. And by the way, the Republican establishment could have released all of the recordings, all the videos, everything, which would have freed so many of these political prisoners. But the Republican establishment is just as bad as the Democrats. They hate you. They absolutely hate you. Anyway, the January 6th political prisoner chorus, along with Donald Trump, I'll keep playing it until they're pardoned.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.